The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined by Alistair Whitehouse-Jones to look ahead to the best of Sunday's racing. A really good Sunday as well. It is Cheltenham Trials Day at Musselburgh. We've got a solid enough card at Chelmsford City and over the Irish Sea at Punchestown as well. So very much something for everyone on Sunday. First things first, how are you, Mr. Whitehouse-Jones?
Not bad, thank you, Alex.
Good, good to hear. It is a fantastic Sunday card at Musselburgh, isn't it? I mean, 8 races in all of them. I mean, even the Hunter Chase is not a bad one.
No, it's their biggest day of the jump season. They've put up some decent prize money, and it's obviously a popular port of call for some of the big southern yards because they're guaranteed decent ground, which has been hard to find down south in recent weeks. And, you know, if you've got a horse that is bound for Cheltenham in March, then, you know, a bit of a spin round Musselburgh is certainly not the worst preparation as opposed to slogging through the mud at Cheltenham or Newbury.
Very true.
So, the fields have cut up a bit, but there's plenty of quality there.
Yeah, I was just about to touch on that. There isn't a huge amount of runners, but the ones that do remain are of real high quality, aren't they?
They are. Whether they'll have any great significance on the festival, I've got my doubts, but there's a really good handicap, the County Hurdle, Scottish County Hurdle. That's probably, well, without a doubt, the most competitive race on the card. And yeah, it's good stuff.
Okay. Well, we'll get to the County Hurdle. That's the last race that we're going to look at. We'll start with the 1 o'clock, which is the Supreme Scottish Trial Novices Hurdle. 2 miles the trip for this one. Only 4 going to post, but all 4 are nice types, and you could probably give a chance to all 4 of them here, Harley.
Yeah, all previous winners. Stylish chap has probably got a bit too much to find, you'd think, but any of the top 3, the Grey Tailor, El Namus, or Some Plan, you know, you can make solid form cases for all 3. And they've all got a good bit of potential, so it's an interesting opener.
We've got, we'll start with the Grey Tailor. Nice profile so far, likes it at Wetherby, but almost defied a double penalty last time. And any horse that does that has to be pretty solid, and was just beaten in the end by a boy named Susie, who's actually running later on in the day.
Indeed, yeah, that horse has since been turned over at Fakenham, but there were valid excuses that day. I think that was a really good effort from the Grey Tailor, as he said, with a double penalty. He's a nice type, this. He's definitely going to be a chaser of the future. And I just think 2 mile round Musselburgh could get, you know, might just be vulnerable for a horse with a bit more speed. And for that reason, and the fact he's having to concede weight all round, I'd be taking him on.
Okay. I was actually at Wetherby that day where a boy named Susie just collared him. And it was one that I'd completely discounted. A horse with a double penalty, as far as I'm concerned, you know, it's very difficult for it to win a race, but I was impressed with its attitude. But as you say, it will be difficult against some speedier types, and I'd say that we've got 2 speedy types in here, most notably El Namus. John Ferguson's horse is rarely lacking for speed, and made a mistake, I think it was the second last at Huntingdon, last time when beating nothing, let's be honest, but has only ever lost 1 race from the 5 that he's contested, and that was the Cheltenham Bumper. So no shame in that, and a horse very much on the up, refreshed after a little break.
Yeah, he's not your typical Ferguson horse in that he hasn't got a flat background. Kicked off in bumpers, as you said, only defeat coming at Cheltenham in March. John Ferguson thinks this horse is the real deal. I think he rates him probably his best prospect in his yard, and that's fairly high praise given, you know, the horses that he can rate him alongside. And as you said, he didn't beat anything at Huntingdon, but he jumped well in the main. As you touched on, Alex, he did make that one mistake, but other than that, he was pretty good. One on the bridle, as you'd expect, is a horse with considerable potential, and all being well, he'll win this en route to Cheltenham in March, you know.
Okay, and as for Some Plan, won at Southall, tried to follow up at Cheltenham and ran okay, beaten by Seedling. That's not the best form you'll ever see, but it's still okay form. Maybe not quite as good as El Namus's. I suppose in terms of form. But
I think in terms of form, that Cheltenham run probably sets the standard. I mean, Seedling was a more battle-hardened horse, banging form. And, you know, some plan. I think Musselburgh will suit this horse because the other thing to bear in mind is that the Grey Tailor and some plan both went from the front last time. So, you know, they could be their own worst enemies. And if they do take each other on, then Elder Moose is going to be, hopefully, you know, have a nice toe into the race. And they'll be disappointed if this horse gets beat, I think, given the regard they hold him.
OK, so you're going to stick with Elder Moose?
I am indeed.
OK, Elder Moose the pick then in the 1 o'clock. The next race we're going to look at is the 2:30. It is the Scottish Future Champions Novices Chase. 2.5 miles of trip for this one. Five runners going to post. We'll start with... Well, who do you want to start with here, Ali? Because, again, it's a race where a lot of them have got chances.
All five, yeah. I mean, Walt Starling probably has a bit to find. He was gifted his win, his successful chasing debut at the track, and he's since come out and won over hurdles. But he's got a bit to find on the figures. It's a good race, but it's not a great one. I mean, Seventh Sky is, I think he's had 10 starts over fences. He's won three of them. He's thoroughly exposed. It, probably a career best at Huntingdon last time in winning then, but...
And the third has come out and won since.
Indeed,
so
yeah.
The form looks okay, but still.
I'd be a bit disappointed if he was good enough to win this. Yorkist is a likeable type, but again, both those horses are penalised. I quite like the bottom two. Doyle Cart was probably the best of these over hurdles. She did have a bit of a cruncher last time at Catterick, which would be a concern, but 60 days... is enough time you'd hope to get over that. But I was going to take a chance on the Irish Raider, Toy Native, who was outclassed in graded company last time, beaten a long way behind a Mullins hot pot and fell on her chasing debut. But, you know, this horse wasn't a million miles off them over hurdles, and they've been really looking forward to sending her over fences. And, as I said, contested a grade two last time. This is easier. She's definitely a horse with a future over fences. Won't be long in winning. Hopefully, you know, Sunday could be the day. I think you know, getting weight off all bar the McCain horse, I think she could be interesting.
Okay. Toy Native with a very, very handy weight allowance then in the 2:30. The final race we're going to look at is by far the most competitive on the card. It's the 3 o'clock and it is the Scottish County Hurdle. A listed handicap over 2 miles, 15 runners down to go to post. And... well, you could probably give a chance to all of them, let's be honest. It's that kind of race. You wouldn't be massively surprised if any of them won. But there are those with the better form. You've got the likes of Nathan's Pride, who returns from a break, but was in good form prior to that. A Boy Named Susie that we've already touched on, who, as you said, had excuses at Fakenham last time before that beat the Grey Tailor. So you'll have a decent form line earlier on in the card. Retrieve down at the bottom, a John Ferguson horse that is definitely... flatbred, and will need the ground to be as good as possible. But there's so many you can give chances to. I haven't mentioned any of the ones up at the top there as well.
No,
Sea Lord, Cinders and Ashes, and Strong Point are rightly the classy ones, if you like, in the field.
Yeah, I mean, Cinders and Ashes, former Supreme winner, got a lot to prove, though, having basically hasn't run a race since then, has it? I mean, has been running Grade Ones. Last seen, of course, disappointing in the county hurdle. So, yeah, it's got a lot to prove. Sea Lord is back to its last winning mark. Could be interesting. What concerns me with Sea Lord is that John Ferguson was quoted at the start of the season. He just questioned whether this horse might have lost his appetite for the game. So that would put me off him, even though he's on he's potentially well handicapped. I'm not sure too many of these are that well treated, to be honest. I think they're, you know, Nathan's Pride was winning egg and spoon races when, you know, the last time we saw him. I think he's got enough to prove off that sort of mark. The one I like is A Boy Named Susie. As you said, the Grey Tailor could give this horse this horse's form a significant boost in the opener. Forget faking them last time. Got turned over at odds on. Just didn't jump well enough. I don't think the track suited either. On that Weatherby form, he's very interesting off this sort of mark. And the other thing I like about this horse's prospects on Sunday is the ground. Because if you look at his flat profile, he seemed to like decent ground, and he hasn't had that so far over hurdles. So I'd expect him to take a fair step forward on Sunday, and I think he could be the best handicapped in the race.
Okay, fair enough. So we're going to go with A Boy Named Susie in 3 o'clock. Can you just spin us through your three picks at Musselburgh on Sunday, please, Alistair?
Yeah, we're going to go for Elder Moose in the 1 o'clock. then the Irish Raider Toy Native in the 2:30, and finally A Boy Named Susie in the Scottish County Hurdle due off at 3 o'clock.
Great stuff, Ali. Best of luck with all those picks, and enjoy Sunday's action.
Thank you, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.